Thank you for holding. This is Morgan and Fraud speaking. How can I help you?
Yes, I have received, well, not received, but I was checking my checking account, and I see where an amount of $56.95 was charged to my card from, says, the electronic something other mega consumer. I have not ordered anything that I know of.
Yes, ma'am. Can I get your first and last name?
First name is Carmen, C-A-R-M-E-N. Last name is Culver, C-U-L, as in Victor, E-R.
And could you verify your mailing address?
3120 Coosa, COOSA, County Road 20. Alexander City, Alabama, 35010.
Yes, I do see where there was a order that was placed for the Wi-Fi booster that would have started a subscription to our Factory Direct Savings Store. Do you recall doing the shipping and handling for that Wi-Fi booster for $7.45?
What kind of booster?
It would have been a Wi-Fi booster.
And through who?
It would have been the shipping and handling for it for $7.45. You could have done like a survey and tried to claim that prize at the end.
Well, no, I haven't done anything like that.
Yes, I'm. Are you familiar with the email address 25? I'm sorry, not email address. Are you familiar with the email address countrylife.6651@yahoo.com?
It is.
And the phone number 256-496-1662.
Yes.
Yes, I'm. So it does look like it was done underneath that email address as well as that phone number, and you should know when any household could have signed up.
Well, I'm the only one that's. And no one else lives with me. You said this is from or what?
It was a subscription started for when yes, ma'am. It could have been a survey that was done. Whenever you do those surveys and pick the gifts at the end, if our gift is selected, it is for our entry or our survey. So subscription. There would have been a $125 gift card that was emailed to the countrylife.6651@yahoo.com.
I have not received anything like that.
Yes, and well, this account was canceled for any future billings. We can also go ahead and submit this as a claim for fraud. We do have to let you know we do submit those claims for fraud through the local authorities. They'll prosecute whoever has placed that order without your knowledge. So we do have to verify that you or no one else signed up for the Wi-Fi booster or did that subscription.
Yeah, because I have not received anything like that, and I don't need it. This was done in, well... May 18th. If I've done a survey, it was just for the survey. I don't remember clicking for a gift for it. No. Otherwise, I won't be doing anything like that.
Yes, I mean, so you do not recall doing that shipping handling at the end of the survey for the 745 for a Wi-Fi booster?
I haven't done that.
Yes, I'm. So I can go ahead and submit this as a claim for fraud. That investigation does take about 24 hours, and a refund of host back in 3 to 5 business days. Would you like the cancellation number?
Okay. The fellow I talked to a while ago was C26020707078.
That's correct.
Okay. Like I said, if I took a survey, which I could have, but I don't remember clicking on any kind of prize or anything to receive through the mail, I don't do that.
Yes, I'm. So did you do any surveys? Because doing the survey would validate the charge because you would have had to do the shipping handling for that order.
I do not remember. But especially for $56.95. Yeah, now,
Yes, well, I have already gone ahead and submit that claim for fraud. Like I said, the investigation is 24 hours. They'll refund the post back in 3 to 5 days.
Can they call me back and let me know?
So you can give us a call back in 24 hours to check the status, but a refund will automatically post back in 3 to 5 days.
But my account will be refunded this was 95 cents.
That's correct.
Okay.
Yes, ma'am. Yeah. Thanks. Go ahead.
So I need to call you back, or are you going to call me back?
You can give us a call back in 24 hours to check the status if you would like.
All right. Thank you.
Thanks for my customer support. You have a great day.
You too.
Bye-bye.